Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The show is done!
I'm sorry.
But half the show is done.
I'm totally kidding. I'm
not going to kill off the whole character there, Dusty. It's Afternoon Drive with Nick Wilson and Dustin Fox.
Sorry.
It's all right.
I thought it was funny.
I mean, it's your last show. You can kind of get away with almost anything.
It is now your show.
Yeah.
In about 4 hours.
Yeah.
Five hours. I'm leaving early.
You're just gonna check out.
I'm leaving early. Yeah, sorry. Anyway,
I think it's funny that today is your last day on this station. It's a fanniversary, and you actually showed up at 1 o'clock today. I mean, what the hell are we doing?
No. I showed up at 12:55.
That's true, because I got a text from you at 12:59.
Yeah, because I was looking for you guys.
I didn't know this was in there.
I'm here early.
I didn't know this was in there. I thought you legally could not come to the station before 1:15.
Dude, I was going to come in today, but like early, like 12:30 or even earlier than that, like 12. And I'm at my house getting ready to leave, and I get a phone call from Lima, who, again, I appreciate the call back, mm-hmm. because typically it takes like days to get him to call you back. So he called, he had some nice things to say, and I'm just chatting with him for like a half an hour, and I didn't leave the house because I am talking on the phone. But anyway, I got here, I told Sarah, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be early today.
I like that.
Yeah.
And you were 5 minutes early.
I was.
I like that. I like that a lot.
But who's counting?
No, not me.
Yeah.
Not anyone.
I mean, do you have a spreadsheet? Like, Bull would have a spreadsheet of stuff like that. Do you keep when I come in to work?
No.
Early? Okay.
No. I just kind of, whatever the recent trend is, that's kind of what I stick in my head.
Dude, ever since COVID, it just sort of made like coming in early pointless.
Not for me.
Well, that's fine.
Well, I mean, because you and I have different roles.
Yeah.
I have to know what sounds in. I have to know,
yeah,
like,
I kind of have that to, stuff.
I have like a bunch of stuff that we can all throw and say, okay, what do we like? What do we don't like? So yeah. No.
You know, that's a great thing about this show for me personally, because I said this to you guys before the show today. I've got a pretty laid back attitude, blessing and a curse at times, but you guys always have my back when it comes to that stuff. So I'm very, very grateful. And by the way, I tell everyone that, ask me, like, how do you do it? I'm like, because I have a great freaking team. Yeah. That
you throw out our Twitter handles.
That's at Nick Wilson says and Keith Britton 86.
That's just teasing.
I'd give Max out, but he can't do anything right.
Oh, oh! Wow! I mean, in fairness, Mac has many jobs, but one of the most important things he does is print a rundown for us to start the show. That's how everybody knows.
And it's great when he does. He comes over here, he hands it to me. It's a rundown. It's printed off nicely.
Has done it for 200 straight shows that he's actually been on the show.
Yeah.
And Today, we're starting the final.
Are you here the whole show today? Or
yes, I'm here the whole show.
He's actually bump out at 5 for Guardians coverage, and then, oh no, I'm sorry, maybe that's tomorrow. But no, we got a great show here,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, we do. He finally printed it off, so that's good.
He did. Well, he printed it off. He just didn't distribute it or bring it into the studio. Because it does
in a timely manner.
It does us a lot better up there than it does
here. Timely manner would be like before the show.
That is true, yeah.
But you know what? You're good.
Yeah.
You're good, buddy.
Thanks, Dustin.
Dustin's parting gift to you, Mac,
is a jam-up session for 5 hours.
At least one more jam-up before you go there.
At least, man.
So, as I mentioned, Dustin's final show today with us. We've got the Fanniversary going on today.
I have no idea what you guys have planned.
That's good. That's good. Well, in fairness, living up to the brand.
That's sort of most days.
It's most days.
To be honest with you.
We've got Gary Danielson coming up at 2:20 today. Obviously, he's going to be on the call for Ohio State Akron this weekend alongside Brad Nessler and Jenny Dell. So we got Gary at 2:20. We got Daryl's going to stop by, reminisce a little bit, talk a little bit of Brownies at 3.
D-Rider. Okay, cool.
We have multiple special guests in the 4 o'clock hour. We've got Albert at 5:20. Had to be a Thursday so we could get you going with Albert there. Almost landed the plane.
You know, you did.
Who the hell knows what else? I mean,
I'm here for it.
Anybody on the station, this is an open to anybody on the station. Lima, if he wants to call in, I think Baskin might want to stop in at some point. It's kind of a free-for-all. It's your day, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you. Like I said the other day when I announced on Monday, I don't really need like a parade or anything like that as I, you know, move on to my next chapter of life.
You don't need it, but you'd like it.
No, okay. That came off like I... People. I can't get a word out with you, man. People like to hear nice things about themselves. Who doesn't? Mm-hmm. So, yes, it will be nice to and everyone's been so nice on social media. I've tried to... I think I've responded to almost everybody who reached out. Especially in my DMs and stuff, because I mentioned that on Monday. I'm like, if you want to reach out, I'm here. So that was really cool on Monday. Yeah, dude, this is going to be an interesting day because I'm like super emotional about leaving. And it's like good, happy. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm allowed to talk now.
You're allowed to talk whatever you want.
You kind of jammed me up there for just having a conversation with you. You know, had to get that one in last time.
There's no doubt.
No, I mean, I think it's going to be great. And by the way, I mentioned other people on the station. Like
I thought Baskin was here. Did he leave?
Well, I said he should come in the first segment because we have Gary next.
Bring him in if he's here.
And then Baskin, maybe he's preparing the weather report. You know, maybe he's got a press conference to listen to.
He's looking at his barometer back there.
That's true. Winds from the south, about 3 to 5 knots. I think that's what he's thinking about there.
The bat signal has worked.
I like how our bat signal is just.
You know what our bat signal really was Andy Roth down the hallway. I heard him screaming to get Baskin in the studio.
Because Andy Roth is very subtle. We've been saying that for a while now.
We have. He's very calm. Hey, Andy.
This is bad boy. Yeah, it's all
right. Have a seat?
That's weird. I'm not used to sitting in the seat. No, I thought you guys wanted the first segment, so I didn't want to.
We have Gary Danielson next segment. So this is better.
I didn't realize. I'd much rather hear from Gary Danielson. Plus, I mean, we've been on for 4 hours, so I'm done talking. I just wanted to say thanks. I just wanted to stick around, and I just started reminiscing about like when I first met you. I think it was probably around the national championship year.
Like 02, we were down 01, in Columbus,
I mean, all the guys that were on that team that you know, like Kenny Peterson and
Mike Doss,
and Matt Wilhelm, like all those guys that you know, I became friends with a lot of those guys. But I didn't, you know, between probably you and Matt, like became better friends with the two of you guys.
Yeah.
And then, like I was just saying to Poobah today on the air, we were at. Joe Hayden's flag football thing, Cleveland State.
That's where it was. And you came up to me and like pulled me aside.
And I'm like, hey, man, you got to hear this. Because I had already talked to Skippy at the time. And he was like, hey, who do you think you might want to do the show with? And I was like, oh, my God, Dustin Fox.
And I was super pumped about it.
Oh, we both were. And then, you know, Poobah spoils the day again, right?
What's new?
Nothing new, right? Otherwise, although, you know, now we're 13 years later.
Why am I calling?
Is that your Andy Roth?
Was it okay or no?
No, I mean,
you got it. You guessed it.
Because it's the phrase. It is the why am I calling. That was a giveaway. But no, we're working right. In progress.
Thank you.
I hate these new mics, man. I hate sitting like in this little tunnel. Anyway, I just want to say thanks and just, you know, it's been great. It's just been a lot of fun. I know we're going to be friends long after I walk out the door here, too.
You know that.
But I got to tell you, you know, in the 13 years we've done this, the response I got from Monday's show from you was like through the roof. Like even my mom, who's in her 80s, was like, wait a minute, what's Dustin going to do? What's Dustin doing here? My sister's like calling me and I'm just like, I mean, and that's beyond
Dustin's going to go live.
Yeah. And I don't know how you guys do it sometimes. I mean, we are unbelievably lucky and blessed to have our time slot, especially when you have a family.
Agreed.
That's part of it too. I mean,
and we have all the great press conferences that we don't have to talk for like 40
a-hole.
Minutes.
Andy, would you like to drop any more names?
About what? Just our friends? People that we've known together?
You know, I was talking to Barack Obama, and, you know, of course, so that's...
It's like Brandon Gould over here.
Funny you should say that, because we did have Barack Obama on the show.
I was just emailing with Jim Nantz.
He doesn't.
Couldn't be nicer.
See, your Gulick is... Yeah, and you still need to. Dude, we're just hitting all the Dustin,
vibe, man.
The Dustin high points. He forgot to turn on his microphone there for a minute.
Damn
like,
it.
I just like the fact.
I think it's the seat because Jeff forgets to turn his on. It's the seat that he's sitting in.
You did ask, Andy, is this microphone on with a bright red light in your face?
Well, I couldn't
that
tell.
Details like, that the light is on.
There's a red light. Like,
can we
on
be
there
honest?
Now.
Like yeah. The red
did
light.
Did you not notice that?
Yeah, we've had the red light for like 3 days. Sorry
yeah.
if
no,
I didn't
I know,
notice
but,
it.
I mean,
you
know. It's like in our face.
I don't blame you, man. There's no way I could work with Nick for more than 5 minutes. I'd be out the door too.
I mean,
I should have known the second. I'm like, oh my God, are we retreading this guy from North Carolina? We're bringing him back. Oh man.
Oh yeah, I think he knows Dave Tepper and Cam Newton. Do you start
maybe.
Throwing names out when
yes.
you talk about me retreading?
Something like that. I don't know.
But right now,
let me say a couple things here because I know we don't have a ton of time because we have a guest coming at 2:20. But like,
tell Gary Danielson to call back later. It's not like he was a
Gary's
Browns quarterback or anything.
Gary
no, I
called
like him.
My
I think
games.
He's great.
Now you're paying attention to the clock.
Of course. It only took 13 years. You were good.
Keep jamming. No, in all seriousness, Andy, you know, I remember when I retired from playing ball in 2009 and I got into like doing some medical sales with like my brother's company and I just didn't like doing it. And I wanted to get into broadcasting. So I called Clay Hall in Columbus.
This is where the whole thing started. Yeah.
And I'm like, Clay, do you know anybody in Cleveland that I can like do something? I want to just get some reps doing something in broadcasting. And he gave me your phone number. He said, call Andy Baskin. And I did. And you immediately called me back. Maybe I texted me. I forget if it was a text or call, but you called me like right back in like the 20 minutes. And you're like, absolutely. I will do the Buckeye postgame show together on Channel 5. And we did for a few years, right?
At least
a couple years.
Yeah. And we did pregame too.
And
but
anyway,
it was the beginning. Yeah.
So that was the beginning of like TV and broadcasting and all that stuff. Ended up going down the dial to KNR for a little while. And then, ended up with you cause we worked together at 5 and then you brought sort of the opportunity to the table, not the opportunity, but like the stations flipping formats, you know, we got to like get on this and we did the audition
quick.
Yeah. But I just want to say, and I say this all the time, and you know this, man, like I really do owe a lot to a lot of people in this business, specifically you, because you are like the best guy. Like you are so, your heart is amazing and you are such a great person that everyone should know that. And I'm grateful. I mean, I'm just trying to spit it out so I don't cry.
No, I hear you. I'm not.
It just means a lot having you in my life and I appreciate it.
And you know, and I know what the last year's been like too. And like we've had some hard phone calls and just like, I'm like, all right, bud, you know, we're going to make it. Let's
keep
going.
I mean, I've always been honest with you about everything, and that's because you're such a good friend.
Always, always. So, I don't know. I appreciate, you know, I think it started more as a fan. This is going to sound like a love fest, but whatever. I always appreciated it. What you don't even realize is when I was at Fox Sportsnet and you guys were, it wasn't even, it was the year before the national championship. Must have been your freshman year.
Oh, right. Freshman year, yeah.
At Arizona? I'm trying to think. We were playing Notre Dame. I'm trying to think. It was a bowl game.
In a bowl game, yeah. South Carolina.
Yeah, it was. Okay, so it was the first game. And so I was just like, oh, this is kind of funny. I work for Fox and Dustin's standing behind me. Yeah. And I think I used you. And then you turned around and said something in my stand-up or something. It was pretty funny. And like, I never forgot that. That's and cool. Then when Clay called me, I remember the phone call from Clay, Clay Hall from Channel 6 down in Columbus, that he was like, hey, Dustin's available. I was like, oh my God, this is great. Because I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but like I like to jump out for every press conference, and the chance that I get to let somebody else speak and not me, I'm all over it. No, so I was like, look at this. I don't have to do these post-game shows by myself. I can get Dustin to come in, and he can talk, and I don't have to.
But really, I couldn't talk. And you like taught me so much about television and everything. I mean, I when I say I owe you my career, like I owe you a ton, man, because you didn't just you brought me in and you showed me the ropes, and you always teed me up like perfectly. You made me look good. In fact, I remember we were on the air together, and I created a Twitter on the air. Remember, we did it together. We were, I didn't have any social media at the time.
That was the first time you had done
and
that?
And we got like
no wonder you
1,000 followers live on TV when I just created the account.
It was crazy. Yeah. It was just, and think about like LeBron, when LeBron decided to do it like 10 years after everybody else, and how he was able to go down that road. But yeah. I appreciate it. And I got to tell you, there were times that we would work together, and we were doing the post game show, when we were filling in on the post game show, I would be like, I could just feel your fandom like come flying through. I'd be like, man, the Browns didn't look very good today. And you're like, no, they didn't. And I was just like,
oh, yeah. I was fired up on those postgame shows.
Oh, man.
We did. I did 1-31.
Oh, I know you did. We were all here for it.
And Phelpsy was, trying to stay positive. And, Phelps is super positive. And, yeah.
Well, we got to get to the next interview here, buddy. But
you guys,
thank you for hopping in.
Suck. I was going to do the all 4 hours, but okay. Yeah. All 5 hours. Oh, you guys do 5 hours.
How many hours do we do?
You guys do 5 hours?
I forgot.
Is that all you do? Anyway,
no press conference.
You know, we're friends no matter when I walk out this door and whatever you need. I'm always here for you. And just thank you for all your friendship. So
that's what's important.
All right. Have fun. Don't cry.
Love you.
I was going to try to make
it cry at some point.
And the Nick, love of it. I hope this is your last year's show.
That's fair.
See you later.
My last show.
The last show, too. Goodbye.
That was my first show, but my last show.
Your last show.
Andy Baskin there.
Peace.
Ohio State back in action this weekend. Their first game of the season. It is against the Akron Zips. And what a game. Right now, I believe the line's at 50.5 points. So going to be a close one. And to talk about this game, we're actually going to welcome on somebody who's going to call the game this weekend. And he appears now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, CBS Sports College Football Analyst, on the call for Akron and Ohio State on Saturday, 3:30, alongside Brad Nessler and Jenny Dell. It is the always awesome Gary Danielson. Gary, welcome to the show.
God, I miss Ohio. I'm back here, but, I lived in Westlake. My son played hockey against North Olmsted and Mentor. I miss this area. I really do. And had a great drive from Cleveland Airport to Akron's practice down here to Columbus. It's a good week so far.
So I guess we'll start with Akron. Obviously, local team, but the program's been under the radar. What should we know about this Akron team ahead of the Ohio State game?
Well, not a lot, to tell you the truth. They're pretty salty on defense. They were a year ago. When you're playing this step up like this, this is going to be a challenge mentally and physically for them. They've got a lot of moving parts, but that's kind of the story for, except for the icon schools that can retain their players in whatever way that means nowadays, you're changing a lot of pieces. Now, the way I look at it for Akron and Joe Moorhead is, you've got three tough games at the beginning of this year. And I think the challenge, it's really no different at any level. Even when I played with the Browns and with Marty talking to us, the great coach Marty Schottenheimer, he would always tell us, we got to get better. That's the goal. Get better every week. Let's not worry about getting in the playoffs in game 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's worry about getting better. And I think that's the way Akron should look at it. Can they run the ball a bit better to take the pressure off the quarterback? Can their defense, they did pretty good stopping the run last year. Can they do it against an Ohio State team that struggled running the ball last year? It was really tough on a young quarterback, Kyle McCord. So, that's their game plan. Can they hang in the game? Remember,
We did the opening game a year ago when IU hung in the game. I mean, it wasn't pretty. They weren't going to win, but Ohio State didn't look good. I mean, Akron would take one of those games where they just hang in and compete for 60 minutes.
Gary, I know you guys typically meet with the staff's home staff on Fridays, so I'm not going to ask you a ton about what's going on in terms of this week, but just overall, what were your thoughts? You got the assignment for this game, and you know, obviously Ohio State, you've been there 1,000 times. Heck, you were calling games when I played way back in the early 2000s. And, you know, what do you think about this squad this year? Because everybody here says to me when they ask about Ohio State, you're like, man, they're like, this has to be the year, right? I'm like, well, I mean, I feel like that for the last 5 years, but yeah, sure. I mean, it's got to be the year. What say you?
So, Dustin, good talk to you again.
Yeah, it's
great memories. You're right. And we were there through the Tress years, and those were great years in my memory. You know, a lot of good games. So, I guess my thoughts are this is the state of, you know, what college football is right now. I've dealt with it a lot in the SEC, where the measurement of those teams at LSU and Alabama and Georgia, you know, Tennessee, Texas A&M, Florida. I mean, if you weren't competing for a national championship, it was a bad year. It was a bad year on the radio. You know, it was a bad year for the coaches doing all those speeches to the alumni. And Ohio State is no different than those SEC teams. I mean, they're probably the closest in the way the fan base is engaged all year. It's a 365-day-a-year Ohio State franchise. And when you go, you know, what is it, 10 or 11 straight year with 11 wins, I mean, that's the expectations going into this year. I think you guys would agree that the expectations are so high, and deservedly so. That's what you sign up with for when you play for Ohio State. That I think nationally it would be a much bigger story if Ohio State doesn't win 11 games this year. And obviously that means getting into the playoffs and making a run in the playoffs. And that's what this team is dealing with. But I think everyone understands that and embraces that. You know, so if I was them, looking at the football team I have, the way they've plugged their holes and the way they're geared up.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center,
keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think if they play their brand of football, I think they go into this season saying we can play and beat anyone. The one area, I mean, there's really two areas that I think has last year didn't look the same to me when I watched Ohio State play. Obviously, because they were not able to run the ball physically when they wanted to. Not all the time, but when they wanted to run the ball, that has to be better. And because of that, their quarterback play last year with Kyle McCord, a young inexperienced. He was there 2 or 3 years in the program. There was a bit too much pressure for him to make those plays. And with Will Howard being more experienced, if they run the ball better, I think that'll all smoothly fit together.
Gary Danielson on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's on the call this weekend for Ohio State and Akron. And the two teams that it seems like most people think have the best rosters in college football, Ohio State one, Georgia another. Who do you think has a tougher path to a championship this year, Ohio State or Georgia?
I think it's Ohio State. And I know the SEC is really tough. And I think Georgia plays at Texas and at Alabama. But I think they, what do they got? Tennessee. Is that back at Tennessee this year? I'm not exactly sure. It's not in front of me. But Ohio State, you know, if there's five teams that are considered a step ahead of everybody, you know, Ohio State plays four of them here. You know, so they've got to play good football. Their non-conference schedule isn't as challenging. You know, it's 6-1, half dozen of the other. But I think both those teams will make the playoffs. Now it's where you're seated. You know, where, you know, one thing you don't want to do is, you know, you don't want to play early in the year. If you're Ohio State in the playoffs, you don't want to play at Texas or at Georgia your first playoff game. You know, you want to be at home or at least playing in a neutral site game by winning the Big Ten. So, I mean, there's a lot of great things. I think it's way better than it used to be where, you know, opinion and polls are still there. But, you know, us guys that played, you know this, Dustin. I mean, nobody believed in the Ohio State team being able to win. They did it themselves back when they beat Miami.
Did you believe in us, Gary? Did you believe in us?
I knew you were a really good team. I didn't know if you'd be able to beat Miami.
I don't know that we believed in that team was really good.
Who cares what other people do?
No, I know.
You know, but
know.
That's the charm of college football. You have to go out and do that. And I think now we got the right mix. I think it's going to go to obviously 14. But I really look forward to having the Southern teams go up north and play playoff games. I think that'll be must-see TV. And I think that'll be huge ratings for college football.
No, there's no doubt. It's going to be the best year, in my opinion, college football's had maybe ever, certainly in my lifetime. So I'm pumped for that.
We all get criticized for what we say, but I always thought four was worse than two because it kind of exposes your conference. I think 12 is way better than four, maybe three times better. You know, it almost was the demise of the Pac-12. Being left out of the playoffs, you know. So I think this is going to be great for college football. I really can't wait to get started.
So CBS now has the Big Ten. You've been doing SEC for a long time there with CBS. You're a Purdue guy. You're back in the Big Ten. You feel good about it? You excited?
Yeah, of course. We're excited with the type of, you know, what we get to broadcast. I mean, I've been sitting in a chair for, this will be my 35th year doing it.
Wow.
The first game I did was University of Miami at BYU, and Ty Detmer won the Heisman that day. Number one, Miami going to play against BYU. I've had, you know, cream of the crop games for 35 years. You know, Brad and I were covering the Big Ten. Back in those days, though, we did do a majority of the Big Ten games, but out of our 15 games, we would do maybe six Big Ten games. Two or three ACC games, a couple of Big 12 games, a couple of Pac-12 games. We got to cover the whole country. The last 18 years, it was just SEC. Now, you know, it was the top of the food chain. They won 13 championships
And a year ago when I was at the Big Ten meetings, I said, listen, it's all set up for the Big Ten. They've got the exposure. They've got the money. Everybody's going to see them. The challenge is for these next 2 years, you got to go out and prove it on the field. And they did. Ohio State took the de facto national championship game against Georgia and took it to a field goal try. And then Michigan ran the table and won the national championship. If the fans are really, you know, they know what they're watching. If the Big Ten competes and competes strongly and continues this run the last couple of years, they will flock to watch Big Ten football.
Gary, have you talked to Ryan Day about this game yet?
Not yet, no.
So one of the things we're kind of interested in is, you know, everything, you know, it's a $20 to $30 million roster is what people say. All the other, the different stuff that hasn't beat Michigan, you know, three straight times, losing there. Do you think that this is as much pressure as you can have on a coach going into a season where, it, to some, it feels like championship or bust?
You know, I don't think it was any different than it's always been, you know, at Ohio State. I really don't. I just, Ryan Day, it's a little bit different because, you know, this is Ryan's first head coaching position. Three straight years of losing to Michigan. I mean, 2 years ago, that home loss to Michigan, that was a tough one. You know, that whole Ohio State crowd, Fox was there, that pregame show, Urban Meyer was there. I remember that was a game that Ohio State just thought they were going to win. They felt they had the better team and didn't get it done. So whatever reason that was, and I know different fan bases have different thoughts on why that happened. But, you know, obviously when you collect this type of talent, and I have to say, I was on some Detroit Lions teams that would have taken this talent. I'll tell you that right now. So I know what they're lining up with, and they're primed to do it. But to me, it's not much different than the talent I saw in that 2019 LSU team when Joe Burrow took it. The pressure was on them. They did it. And they competed and they won close games. You guys have been following sports a lot. No matter how good you are, no matter how much talent you have, there's going to come those three or four games where it's going to be tight in the fourth quarter and you have to play clutch football. That Alabama teams, when they won it in 2021, they were clutch in key games. Joe Burrow won three games where they could have lost those games and they ended up winning it. You know, it's just the way you have to do it. Michigan won a couple games when it was clutch right at their last drive against Alabama. No matter how good your talent is, Ohio State is going to have to win a couple of clutch football games. And, you know, will it be at the Penn State game? Will it be the Big Ten championship? Again, I'd be shocked if they don't win, get into the playoffs. But positioning-wise, it's going to be just like the NFL. When I was with the Browns and they made their run for the championship, we had home field advantage. That is huge in the playoffs.
Gary, I think you talked to Bernie this morning because Bernie sent us a text and said, you know, you are the greatest reason for his NFL career. So that's pretty high praise from Bernie, huh?
Well, Bernie and I are very close. And, you know, I love the guy. And I will say this about Bernie, okay? I know there were a lot of great competitive quarterbacks back when I played, okay? You know, the Jim Kellys, the Dan Marinos, the Boomer Esiasons, but I wouldn't trade my guy, Bernie Kosar, for those guys. In a key clutch football game, Bernie was unbelievable. I mean, his teammates loved him, the way he played, under the duress he played under. I mean, he was a winning quarterback. I just wish, you know, the Browns could have stopped one more drive and got that chance to play in the Super Bowl.
You and me both, Gary. Gary, great stuff, man. Can't wait for you on the call this weekend. I enjoy the beautiful city of Columbus. And one more time, we really appreciate your time.
Anytime, and it is nice to come back. Sitting here looking at the hockey arena in the Hilton, this isn't bad. They've done some good things in the last few years since I've been here.
Columbus is pretty intense these days in the best possible way. Be good,
thanks,
Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Dustin. You got it.
Good talking to you, man.
Gary Danielson on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline again. CBS Sports College Football Analyst. He'll be on the call for Ohio State hosting Akron on Saturday at 3:30. Great to hear from Gary Danielson. You mentioned Bernie gave a very nice shout out to Gary. Gary gave a nice shout out to Bernie. And there's been
a lot of shout outs, man.
It's been Baskin was given shout outs earlier, although we knew that. We knew that was you and him were, you got a special relationship there.
We do. I mean, honestly, dude, most of the people at the station or at, you know, any of the places I've worked throughout the years, and it includes competition, like down the dial and whatever it may be, like, there's people over there that have texted me. Like, it's a close-knit community.
We talked about this yesterday about how it's just everybody's been here. We've all kind of been here for a very long time, and so we all kind of cross paths, and it's really not, I mean, we all have egos, of course, but not a lot of beef.
No, unless you're out in the bowl.
That's true. Wow. Wait, you tricked me into that. I was expecting you to say Lima.
No, I'm kidding. Bull gets along with everybody.
Darryl Ryder coming up in 15 minutes. That, a little bit of Browns news that did happen this morning. It was actually during the Morning Boys.
Morning Boys.
With Ken and Danny. The news that the Browns had restructured Deshaun's contract, opening up $36 million more in salary cap and doing the thing I honestly, Dustin, didn't know they were going to do. It seemed as if the plan had been this whole time to maybe not restructure the contract because that then pushes dead money into the future years. So I can admit, whether they do anything with it or not, I was pretty surprised at that news.
Is that big news?
I think it's noteworthy. Like, it's one of those things where, because immediately when somebody opens up cap space, you do the thing of, I wonder what they're going to spend it on. It is entirely plausible that the Browns did this to cover future salaries because, again, now you can roll over cap and they've got now roughly $60 million that if they don't spend another dime, you can – and that, and by the way, that kind of matches the salary you're going to need to get even going into the next new league year. Nailed it again. But so that's very plausible. But – it's so funny, man, because I had thrown out like, hey, if this is not just about next year, what would you like to see it? Because they've already been linked to Ayuk, and apparently, according to multiple reports, they offered him more than Pittsburgh or San Fran had. He just doesn't want to come here. He just would rather go somewhere else or stay in San Francisco. I think that tells you that, like, with the Browns, maybe the original intention is we've got to go ahead and put money for next year, and then maybe something comes down the pike that they weren't expecting, and this still puts them in that position for it. So I think it's just maintaining maximum flexibility, which I think Andrew Berry's done really, really well.
I think Andrew Berry's done a hell of a job with the money. It's funny, I was talking to somebody last night, and they were like, you know, boy, Andrew Berry gave that contract. I'm like, if you think Andrew Berry is the one who gave the $250 million, you know, you're nuts.
Yeah, I don't.
That's an owner decision.
And it's so interesting you say that because I think there are people outside of Cleveland who put Andrew Berry's long-term future in Cleveland to Deshaun's contract. I don't. I think everybody in that organization knows how that trade came about and the fact that it was not just Andrew Berry saying it. You don't make that move with all the tentacles we've talked about, we don't have to talk about here. You don't make that move unless everybody, including ownership, dude, to go to $230 million, $235 million guaranteed, like the unprecedented NFL contract, Jimmy Haslam's not being persuaded to do that.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy Haslam's, it's his pocketbook, man.
Yeah.
Like, he's the one signing off on this stuff, so... Yeah, I mean, overall, I think Barry's done a nice job giving us a chance to be flexible, to be able to kind of be in the mix for some of these moves.
Well, and I think that's – if you're looking for things to pay attention to over the weekend as we get into Labor Day weekend, which can be a slow week outside of college football, obviously, but in specific to the Browns, I do think that restructuring – because the timing is the, well, why'd you do that today? You could have done this with Deshaun 3 months ago. Right? You could have done this 3 weeks ago. What is the significance of doing it today? And that's the question that I think a lot of people have. So it just opens up for the next 4 or 5 days with Trent Williams, and I think Trent's going to be in San Francisco. I do. But it kind of opens up like, hey, if something happens, if Brandon Ayuk makes a different decision and says, you know what, I will take every cent that I can get, or maybe if there's another player out there with contractual wants and needs that his team isn't willing to make, I just think that's worth watching over the next couple of days. I would be surprised if it happened like late next week, but certainly into early next week. I think the next 4 or 5 days, at the very least, this makes it interesting to kind of look and be like, oh, well, if somebody is out there ready to do something, the Browns are probably one of the few teams in a position to make it happen.
I like that. I like it that it gives them options, and if they feel like they want to go all in on a guy like Ayuk or somebody else of that ilk, like a big-time player, like a game-changing type of move, they can be a team that's sort of in the mix.
It could also be that maybe they want to get out ahead of a contract. I think if you look at the Browns, I know people didn't like the Judy contract. That thinking of, we're going to go ahead and add a couple extra years in your deal at the rate that you've kind of – so basically paying for past performance. We're going to pay you like a number two receiver. That's getting out ahead of that wide receiver money. It wouldn't surprise me if there's another player or two on the roster that it might make more sense to get out ahead of their money and get out ahead of the curve of where the money's going rather than even make that kind of trade. 216-474-0092. So the Browns restructuring Deshaun Watson's contract.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.